Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world of endless opinions and shifting truths, one choice remains eternally significant: the truth of God's Word. Choosing to believe God's Word is more than a one-time decision. It's a daily commitment to stand on His promises, even when circumstances challenge our faith. This choice is foundational to our spiritual growth, our relationship with God, and our ability to navigate life with hope, peace, and purpose. When we believe God's Word, we open our hearts to transformation and align our lives with the unshakable truth of who God is and what He has said. Join us as we discover how this single decision can transform your perspective, renew your mind, and guide you through life's most challenging moments in today's sermon titled, Choose to Believe God's Word. Let's join in.
When Jesus was on the planet Earth, He knew that He would die and rise from the dead. He told His disciples this particular incident many occasions. He specifically mentioned rising on the third day. So Jesus predicted His death and resurrection multiple times in the Gospels. He said He would die and rise again. For example, it says in Matthew chapter 17 verses 22 to 23 that, "Now while they were staying in Galilee, Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men, and they will kill Him, and the third day He will be raised up.' And they were exceedingly sorrowful." And there are many list of scriptures I can give you where Jesus predicted His death, predicted that He was going to be raised again on the third day. So this wasn't something new. He mentioned it several times. So now, when He rose from the dead, this is what happened. Now, after Jesus has risen from the dead, He appeared unto His disciples. But Thomas, one of His 12 disciples, wasn't present. And they told Thomas that, "We have seen the Lord, and He spoke to us." They had all the doors and the windows locked, and Jesus just showed up inside the room. They told Thomas about this, but let's see Thomas' response to this amazing news. Let's look at John chapter 20 and verses 24 and 25. Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But He said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in His hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into His side, I will not believe." That's how Thomas responded. Thomas did not believe. So my friend, you can choose not to believe, I'm telling you. For example, right now I'm telling you what the Word of God is saying, and if you choose not to believe that, if you say, "Oh, I just don't believe that," then you can live the way you're living now, you see? So it's a choice. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19, and this is God speaking through Moses. He said, "This day I call the heavens and the earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live." This is a wonderful God. No one set multiple choice or objective questions and give you the answer. There were two choices, but because God loves us so much, He said, "Choose life." "I call heaven and earth to record against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that you and your seed or your descendants or your children may live." So God gave you a choice, my friend. Nobody can force you to do anything. Nobody can force you to fail unless you want to fail yourself. Thomas said, "I will not believe." It was his choice. And if you are struggling with unbelief, it's because you are walking by sight and not by faith. Thomas refused to believe what he couldn't see or feel. And yes, our five senses, you know, the five senses, hearing, sight, smell, taste, and touch. They are the five senses that God has given to us. And it's so necessary to help us function in this life. But if we do not renew our minds to acknowledge the limits of the five senses, they will keep us from believing. We would always live in unbelief because in the world they say seeing is believing, but that's wrong. It doesn't work that way. You see, we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. Thomas said, "Until I see Christ physically, unless I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that without faith it's impossible to please God. So faith pleases God and God will meet you where you are. So it means there are people pleasing God than others. You know, if you are not operating in faith, you are not pleasing God at all. Faith can perceive things that the senses cannot. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You see, that's faith. You have that faith even though you have not seen it. So Thomas made a deliberate decision not to believe. Unbelief is always a decision. You can decide to believe or decide not to believe. Thomas said, "I will not believe." And some of you think, "Oh, I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be called Doubting Thomas." But even with him, after Jesus appeared to him, he changed his mind, he repented, and he said, "My God and my Lord." So this message coming to you, decide to believe the word of God. God promises are all yes and in Christ, amen. Has he said and he has not done it? Make up your mind, take a decision and say, "Look, God, I'm going to believe what you are saying." The Bible says in the book of Romans that let God be true and everyone else a liar, which means whatever God says is true. Whatever God promises will come to pass. No one can stop that but except you and me. So if you say, "Oh, I'm trying to believe, but I'm really finding it hard," you chose to be the way that you are. You were taught to think in a certain way and you have embraced it because that's what the world is saying and you won't let that go. You watch the news, you hear unbelievers, whatever they say is what you are clinging to. You are holding on to your own thinking. You have got the things that will change your thinking. The word of God will transform you. It will transform your thinking, your whole being. Bible says, renew your mind with the word of God and do not conform to this word. So the word of God is given to make you brand new, to make you think the way God thinks, to make you think God's thoughts. That's very important. So if you are struggling with unbelief, it's because you have accepted other people's opinion. You have accepted the world's opinion. You have accepted unbelievers' opinion. You have bought into the mindset of this world. You have hardened your heart to God by neglecting the things of God. And you have chosen to be where you are. My friend, you can change your mind right now. Many people don't like that. We like to blame other people and say, "Oh, you don't understand why I cannot believe. It's my upbringing that made me this way. You don't understand. I was abused when I was a child and I can never forgive." You see, the word of God can transform all this thinking. "I was abused when I was a child and that's what has made my heart so hard." But the word of God will transform your mind, I'm telling you. We have all these excuses and we like to blame other people why we are behaving a certain way. But my friend, you have sovereign control over your mind to take a decision what to believe and what not to believe. But the word of God is the standard by which we measure the truth. It's a touchstone of truth, my friend. You can choose to believe God's word. So when Thomas said, I will not believe, that was his choice, you know. Nobody chose for him. He decided even after Jesus has predicted his death and resurrection many, many times in his presence. And now he has risen from the dead and your own colleagues, your own brethren have seen him. And they said, we talked to him. And he said, I will never believe. Why? He chose to believe that Jesus could not be raised from the dead. Because of what he saw Jesus crucified. He saw what happened, and he said, I will never believe anything I cannot see. You see, maybe your situation is so dire. Maybe your situation is so difficult right now, and probably you might have even prayed over it, and you say, no, I just can't believe until I see the breakthrough. But the Lord, our God, has written in his word that when you pray, believe that you receive those things that you have prayed for and you will have them. You see? So you don't have to see the results before you believe. You don't have to see the physical manifestations before you believe. Just believe that God answers prayers. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. And he assures us that anyone who asks receives. Anyone who knocks, the door is open. Anyone who seeks will find. That's assurance. God's word is the truth, my friend. Believe his word. And that means you have a choice. You may decide to believe or not. But we love to blame other people for our hard heart. The truth is every one of us has a choice, whether to believe or not to believe. You have a choice whether you let your background trap you, put you in prison, and hold you in hurt, or you can turn and say, I am not going to let this thing defeat me. I am not a loser. Most of us are more influenced by the world than we should, and our world is becoming increasingly ungodly, increasingly secular. And with technology on, we now are able to do things that previous generations weren't able to do. And we think that's all that there is. There is an attitude among people that they are trying to find a physical, natural reason for everything. So it's like seeing is believing. If they don't see it, they will not believe. But that's not how God's word works. Is saying that believe before you see. Without faith, you cannot please God. My friend, God's word will always come to pass in your life. It's up to you to believe. Thomas said, until I see him physically, until I cross-examine and see the things that were done to him regarding the nails in his palms and feet and feel them, I will never believe. My friend, choose to believe God. God loves you. God wants to help you. And if you have received Christ, you need to make sure you are going into God's word and making sure you are sticking to what God is saying. And my friend, it will be well with you. But if you have not received Christ as your Lord and Savior, even where you have to start, you haven't started yet. The first thing you got to do is to receive him and then begin to study his word and take his word as he says it. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.